Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception that I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a particular sign of the Day of Judgment. Now, it is said that before the Day of Judgment, a monster or an animal shall appear from the earth, and he shall be one of the signs of the Day of Judgment. Now, as far as this sign is concerned, it is primarily mentioned in the hadith. And if the ascription of this hadith is correct towards the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then definitely such an animal or a monster shall appear before the Day of Judgment. However, people also think that this appearance of this monster or this animal is also mentioned in a particular verse of the Quran, and they derive its appearance from that verse as well. It needs to be understood that this verse is an absolutely different case, and it has a different interpretation, and it does not relate to the beast or the animal which shall appear before the Day of Judgment as a sign of the Day of Judgment. It has an entirely different context. And let me first read out the verse to you, and then I'll explain how it has a different context and what it actually means. It is verse 82 of Surah An-Naml. And the words are, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُقِنُونَ. And as he said, and when our words shall be fulfilled upon them, we will bring out from the earth a monster. That shall bear witness that truly these men have no faith, they have rejected our revelations. So this is a simple translation of the verse of Surah An-Naml that I just pointed to. Now, as far as the monster or the animal which is mentioned in this verse is concerned, we have to first of all see that this verse particularly addresses a certain group of people. It needs to be understood that all the verses of the Quran, when their interpretation is to be made, they must be analyzed at who are they addressing. Now, if we analyze the context of this verse, we'll realize that these verses are actually addressing the Quraysh, or the tribe of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They, we know from the beginning of the surah, and of course from other instances in the Quran as well, they would demand that whenever they would be threatened with the Day of Judgment or with imminent punishment, they would say that they will only believe in this punishment when they see it, or if a sign of this punishment is shown to them. So it is actually in response to being shown a sign that the Almighty has said in this verse, that as far as showing them a sign is concerned, a sign of punishment is concerned, it is not at all difficult for him. He can just bring out an animal from the earth who will bear witness that these people have denied his revelations and that they are worthy of punishment. However, if he is not giving them punishment at this instance, it is because he has given them respite. He is giving them time to realize that what they are doing is wrong. So once this time shall expire, once they have been communicated the truth to the extent that they are left with no excuse to deny it, it is after that that the Almighty will show his sign. So primarily this verse is addressing the Quraysh, and it is telling them that as far as asking for a sign is concerned, the Almighty can absolutely show a sign to them, and for this he can just ask a beast to come out from this earth and bear witness that these people have denied his revelations and therefore have become worthy of punishment. So if he's not giving this sign to them today, it is because he wants them to mend their ways. He wants to give them respite, and so therefore he's not showing them this sign. So this verse primarily relates to the Quraysh. It primarily has, it's the addresses of this verse are the Quraysh. It does not relate to the animal of Dabba, which is supposed to appear before the Day of Judgment. And of course, we also know that as far as these signs are concerned, if we study the history of the messengers of God, we know that one such sign, very similar sign, in which an animal bore witness in such a way, was the case of the female she-camel, or at least the she-camel in the times of the Prophet Saleh, who had actually announced that if anyone harms this animal in any way, then punishment shall waylay him. So this was the time when his own people had asked for a sign of punishment, and as a sign of this punishment, he had announced that if anyone harms this she-camel, then punishment will descend upon them. And we know that they didn't harm that she-camel. They actually slayed him. They hamstrung her. And as a result, they became worthy of punishment. So this is an example of a sign of punishment. So a similar sign, of course, the Quraysh were being told that if they are very, very in a hurry to ask for a sign, then they must realize that the Almighty is giving them respite. so that they can learn from the Quran, so they can learn from their own reflection. However, once the time is up, once the time expires, then it will not be difficult at all for the Almighty to signal this punishment. He can even bring out an animal from the earth who will bear witness to their follies and to the fact that they have denied the revelations of God and hence have become worthy of punishment. So this is the whole context of this verse. This verse particularly relates to the Quraysh. It has no bearing to the animal or the monster which is supposed to appear before the Day of Judgment, which, as I said, of course, is mentioned in some other narratives which mention the signs of the Day of Judgment. And if their ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true, then of course such an animal shall appear. But as far as this particular verse is concerned, it has an entirely different connotation, it has an entirely different interpretation, and one must realize that this has no bearing on the animal or the monster or the dabba, which is mentioned as a sign of the Day of Judgment. Here I would like to add that this explanation of Surah An-Naml verse, which I have just presented, is based on Maulana Amin Ehsan Islahi's interpretation, which he has presented in his famous tafsir, Tadabbur-e-Quran. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.